From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
A packed agenda for Fidel Castro on the second day of his Caribbean tour. The government of Trinidad and Tobago legislates to enforce hanging, and the China-Taiwan battle for recognition goes local in Grenada. I'm Electra Naismith, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. It's day two of Fidel Castro's visit to Jamaica. Carol Orr has been covering the visit and joins us now on the line from the Jamaican capital, Kingston. Carol, who has Dr. Castro been meeting today?
Well, it was a rather tired-looking President Castro who arrived at King's House for a courtesy call to the Governor-General, Sir Howard Cook's office, his residence, today. Both men exchanged gifts during formalities, caught on camera by a battery of international press people. The two agreed in jocular mood that their origins, in their own words, came from peasant stock. Just over an hour before, opposition leader Edward Seaga had enjoyed a similar privilege welcoming the leader at his home in Kingston. During a thank you speech yesterday, when presented with the keys of the Montego Bay, he had emphasized the need for cooperation on tourism links between Jamaica and Cuba. Talks with members of the entire cabinet this afternoon may well have continued that theme.